love-inspired suspense, and Harper Audio present Rescue Mission by Lynette Eason. Performed by Carol Jacobanis. Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Dedicated to those who put their lives on the line for others. Thank you for your service. 1. Kate Montgomery rolled over in the unfamiliar bed and punched the flat pillow. Had she ever felt so alone? Her first night in Montana was in a small rental in an obscure neighborhood not too far outside of Bozeman. Just one night, and then she could go on to the cabin her friend had arranged for her to stay in. She'd run a long way from Denver, but apparently she couldn't outrun the nightmares that plagued her. Not even Coco's warm, furry presence could keep the images from returning every time she closed her eyes. She scratched the little mutt's silky ears and sighed. Skylar Morgan, a detective with the Denver Police Department, had recommended the tiny, shaggy, cocoa-colored pup, and it had been one of the best ideas ever. Coco stretched, then settled, only to roll to her feet and bark. "Shh, be quiet, Coco. Lie down." But the dog stayed on her feet, and Kate groaned. She was exhausted from her journey and needed to sleep, to continue to heal from the car accident that had left her in a coma for weeks. The car accident that hadn't been an accident. She buried her face in the pillow. At least it smelled clean and fresh. Coco barked again and paced the length of the mattress before climbing up to lick Kate's face. "Coco, come on, sweetie. I'm going to have to put you in the crate if you don't behave." The old battery-powered clock on the nightstand ticked softly, and her eyelids grew heavy once more. Kate let herself drift, in spite of what she knew was coming. Heat pressed in on her. Panic grabbed at her. She couldn't move, and the flames licked closer, surrounding the vehicle, singeing her skin. A baby's cry sent urgency sweeping over her, and she grabbed at the handle. "Get out! Get out!" Kate's eyes flew open, and she gasped. Coco barked. Three rapid, short yaps. Kate flipped to her back, and sweat rolled down her temples. She used a sheet to wipe it away, then curled her shaking hands into fists. Would she ever have another night of uninterrupted sleep? She reached for Coco, needing her close and to stop her barking. But instead of the dog, her hand landed on a hard object. An arm. Someone's arm? A scream gathered in her throat, and she rolled just as a rough hand clamped over her mouth and nose, cutting off her air and pinning her to the bed. Her nightmare had morphed into terrifying reality. She couldn't breathe. She bucked and twisted, dislodging the fingers for a fraction of a second, just enough to grab a lungful of air. But he was so strong she'd never be able to fight him off. Panic closed in. She flailed her hands, beat on the arm, desperate to escape him. The edge of her wrist slammed against the nightstand, whimpers stuck in her throat, and her fingers curled around something. The letter opener she'd found on the desk and used to tighten the loose knob on the nightstand. She grabbed the opener and aimed it toward the arm attached to the hand over her face. "Ugh!" The attacker's yell echoed through her small room. He jerked back, and she jabbed again, aiming for whatever she could hit. Her hit was true, and he cried.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?